We're going to begin our healing journey with a few moments of relaxation and breathing techniques. What I'd like you to do is find a comfortable chair that supports your spine and that also fully supports your thighs as you sit. Tune into your feet and remove any tight sneakers or shoes and make sure that your feet are warmly covered as they rest on the floor or on a small cushion on the floor. Tune into the position of your shoulders and your arms. You might prefer to have a pillow on your lap so that your arms are well supported and there is no downward pull through your shoulders. From this position of comfort and ease, you may close your eyes and take a few deep cleansing breaths as we begin our exploration of the sensations of breathing in your body. Begin with taking a few deep breaths into your belly. Focus on the area of your belly button where your hands might be resting. Notice as you inhale that your belly expands outward, and that as you exhale, your belly softens back towards your spine. And spend a moment with your breath in this area. What does it feel like as you inhale here? Is there tightness through your spine? Is there tightness in your belly? Does it feel like you can get a deep enough breath? Notice where we're starting today. And from that place, bring your awareness from your belly button to your pelvis and your hips on the chair. And take note of how your hips are positioned on the chair cushion. Do you sit more heavily on one side than the other? Is there tension around your sit bones? Is there tightness through your buttock muscles? What do you notice about the position of your body on this chair? And what happens when we allow our breath to move more fully through these tissues? What does it feel like as we invite our own breath deep into the pelvis and our hips? What does the body do with this opportunity? As we follow our breathing into the belly button, into the pelvis and the hips, do the tissues soften? Is there a relaxation? Does your breath get easier? As we breathe into this area and the fluid flow increases, the hips relax enough so that the flow can continue through the legs to the knees and the feet. And so as you breathe into your belly and your hips, the softness lets your knees breathe too. Spend a moment imagining that your knees soften and can breathe more deeply. And this allows the flow to move through to your ankles and your feet, and your ankles and your feet can have a deeper breath, can have more flow for themselves. And as feet and ankles relax, that lets the knees soften more, and that lets the hips open more, and that lets our breath become deeper. So the communication from feet to knees to hips and back opens, the breath deepens, and all of these structures can move with more ease and relax and recharge more readily as we rest. Now, from this place of being settled into our knees and our legs and our hips, let's bring our breath attention back to the belly button. And notice if your breathing and expansion through this area has changed already. And if things are softer and more open in the belly button and the hips now, where else can this softness move through the body? As you breathe into the belly, let's bring our attention up towards the rib cage. And notice as you inhale and the belly expands that the rib cage lifts and opens. And as you exhale, the rib cage softly closes back towards the spine. So let your attention be through this area with your breath. As we inhale and the rib cage softens and expands and lifts, and as we exhale and the tissues soften and relax. And as we continue our softening of the ribs and the spine and the breastbone, as these bony structures soften and breathe with our attention, it allows the lungs to move with more ease within that rib cage. What would it be like for our lungs to have soft, juicy expansion? What would it be like for our heartbeat to have its soft, juicy voice? As we breathe and the rib cage softens and opens, it allows more room for the lungs. It allows more room for the heartbeat and more ease for the great vessels of the heart that carry blood to and from the entire body. And our breathing through this area, through the rib cage, allows greater voice for the joy of our heartbeat, allows greater ease for the flow of our lungs. And it allows softness to flow from this center place through the shoulders into our arms and hands. So the breath in the belly leads us to softening through the rib cage, leads us to softening through the shoulders, opens the flow to our arms and hands until we feel the heartbeat deep in our palms calling to us. Feel the alive pulse deep in our palms and the softening through hands, elbows, shoulders. As our arms remember the ease of being connected to the center of ourselves. From this place of flow and ease, from the belly through the rib cage, the shoulders, the arms. Let's follow the path, the reach of the heart from the thorax, the chest, up through the throat to the top of the neck and the jaw. Let's follow the arms of the heart as they reach with their pulse up through the throat and the neck to the jaw and the back of the head. And let's allow ourselves some softening through these tissues. Let's allow the breath to bring softness and ease through these tissues of the throat and the neck as they reach up to the jaw and the back of the head. Spend a moment in this area at the jaw and the back of the head, and notice as these tissues soften and relax, the shoulders soften and relax, the belly button opens and relaxes. All of the body can open and flow with greater ease when we are breathing and softening at the jaw and the back of the head. And you may notice from this place a sense of midline, a sense of a center line of flow that reaches from deep within our heads, through the throat and neck, through the center of the chest to the belly button to the pelvis. This is our midline. This is our original flow of health. This is home base, the place where our bodies reorganize and realign through all of our tissues. When you feel a pulse through midline or a presence or a flow through midline, you know that your body is tuned up and tuned in to its self-corrective mechanisms. You know that your body is working to restore its original flow of health. It is the invitation of your breath and your awareness to this midline place that allows the restoration of your original flow of health. From this place of midline, let's flow a little more deeply up through the head. Let this flow that reaches up from your heart through your throat to the base of your head reach a little further up to the crown of your head, and allow this topmost place of your skull to soften and relax. Allow the very top of your skull to soften and relax. And from this place, the softening naturally flows forward to your eyeballs. And let your eyeballs release some of the great tensions that they tend to hold. And as we breathe softness and juiciness into our eyeballs, through the top of our head, it overflows all of itself, all on its own, through the jaw, through the neck, and right through midline, all the way to our pelvis, and all the way through our legs and feet to toes. From this place of greater flow, we resonate with the flow of health through all our tissues. Our body remembers that it is all connected and can function with ease and breath and softness. And even as we move about our busy lives, the simple invitation of the breath and of our awareness inside our own bodies reaffirms this flow of health that is constantly moving within us. Even as we direct our attention and our breath inside our bodies, we affirm this flow of health that is ever moving within us. So as we gather ourselves back into our edges today, take a few deep breaths back into your belly. Notice what feels different. through this area, through your hips on the chair. Let your attention come back to the edges of yourself in your body. Here we are. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Take one more deep organizing breath. Wiggle your toes there on the ground. And prepare to move forward into your day.